Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we'll be discussing A Wrinkle in Time, Descendants 3, and Freaky Friday. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Hi. Welcome to that's a good cover, girl. Put it on YouTube, guys. Welcome to Disney Movie News, the show where we unsurprisingly talk about Disney Movie News. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. But more importantly than that, make sure you follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at the Popcorn Talk Network, so that you can watch all these kinds of awesome shows. They got one for every single fandom ever, but today specifically is Disney stuff. But I'm not the only one up here. No. I can't do this show alone. I've got these two lovely co-hosts. Ladies.
Hi, I'm Sarah. You can follow me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_. And for those of you who have been waiting for my hair reveal.
Oh!
I wore curlers all day and it didn't do anything.
Your lack of ethnicity is showing.
Hashtag too white. It just gave it a body wave. Anyway, my mom texted me that she wanted to see my curls.
Honestly, I like the body.
You will be disappointed.
I like the body that it gave you.
Thanks. Anyway.
Yeah. Who are you?
I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, guys.
Guys, we have a special guest on the show.
Special guest. I am a full-time panelist. You may not know. Renee Ariel. You can follow me at pleaseforgiveme.com and at Renee Ariel on Instagram and
really?
Twitter.
New link.
Really?
New link.
I'm
new
like, link. Is that how long it's been?
And then you go to the link and it really is just me like, I'm so sorry I've been gone.
Oh.
No, guys, you can follow me at Renee Ariel everywhere.
Damn. Was that a joke?
That was a joke. What is wrong?
I was like, you have a blog.
Who am I on a panel with?
Dang it.
They think that my website's Please Forgive Me, and they're like, yeah, that sounds right.
Well, I was just like, because you changed your name once during the course of the show.
I have.
Cat's lipstick.
Guys, yeah, and then
I'm sticking with it. I got a podcast now.
Whoa, girl.
Check her out.
Yeah. That's why you're not here? You're cheating on us with another podcast?
What?
Her
no.
Own podcast.
No, of course not.
Oh, I'm also Maybe cheating on Disney Movie News with another podcast.
What?
Guys, I'm going to announce
Yappy
right
Hour,
now.
Go listen to it on iTunes right now.
What? How dare you do that show, Happy Hour? Yappy Hour. I need to start one, too. It's going to be called Crash Live Leo. Shout out to everyone in the chat who's saying that. I was streaming
links.
On Instagram earlier, and it crashed like 8 times. Thank you guys for putting up with me. But for all of you...
Should I follow it?
No, he was just on Instagram Live.
That was my impression of me.
Oh.
Not knowing.
I'm really
I was like, well, she's been such a popular up-and-comer that it's very possible that she's started a whole new website.
Please forgive me.
Are you Disney prepared today? Are you ready?
I'm Disney prepared.
All right.
I got my Disney shirt on.
You got your Disney shirt on. It was mine.
That's
no,
so
mine just
weird.
Says party.
I'm sorry. I missed the group text where we talked about what is yours?
Party. It says party.
Party.
It's a guy with a beard on a bicycle.
Party.
Having a party.
Is he going to the beach or something?
He's going to the beach.
He looks like he's going to swim. Those are swim trunks.
Minjaj.
Do you know Nicki Minaj?
No.
Do you watch Vines?
No.
What's your favorite Vine?
Vine?
Yeah.
Like just.
I was asked that earlier, and I think that for me it's Peanut Butter Baby. Ah. And I like Chiclet Girl.
Oh, Chiclet.
And I like, look at all those chickens.
We're all over the place today.
I don't. Honestly, Vine was never something I had on my. It was one of those things that I had on my phone, but it was only there for decoration.
I'm going to send you some links tonight.
You're going to watch Rip Vine.
Okay. Rip Vine compilation.
Rip Vine compilation.
Okay, please send them to me. I want to be cool. I'm gonna be in with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can be, starting with Disney, because I've got some news for you.
What?
The Black Panther. Yeah, by the way, did you see The Black Panther?
Not yet. I want you so bad. And guys, I have Movie Pass now, so there are no excuses.
There are no excuses. I had to watch The Greatest Showman only because I had Movie Pass. That's the only thing.
He had to.
I had to. I really had. No, seriously, I had no choice. But Black Panther box office numbers surpass expectations. What numbers are we looking at here? I said the title without knowing the statistic. So the latest Black Panther box office numbers, it's pulling in.
It's probably even
like,
past this at this point.
At this point, for sure. Let's see, 201.8 million for the 3-day opening weekend, and the President's Day holiday total is projected to be 235 million for opening weekend, 4 days, and that is far greater
Dang.
Far greater. Age of Ultron clocked in at 191.3 million. The Avengers was 207.4 million. So Black Panther made more than the Avengers movie.
Killing it.
That's crazy. Star Wars The Force Awakens, for reference, was number one still at 288.1 million in a four-day total. But that's not that far ahead. God, that's so... We live in a year. In that's 2018, crazy. The Black Panther... which at best was a C-level property for Marvel, is now one of the top grossing movies of all time. What a turnaround, man. Wakanda Forever, hashtag.
Wakanda Forever.
Oh, did you say Ohana?
No.
Because Wakanda is Ohana, you know what I'm saying?
Ohana means family. Ohana and family means Wakanda. No one gets left behind.
Or forgotten. Anyway.
Anyways, that's incredibly, incredibly impressive. And what a win. What a win on so many different levels.
Yeah, I mean,
creatively, culturally.
I've only heard amazing things about the film.
It's
not
so good,
one.
Dude.
I've had like a bunch of my friends, and I don't mean just like a couple. Like a bunch of my friends have seen this movie twice now.
Yeah,
twice.
I want to see it again.
And I'll say, like, is it a flawless movie? No, but it's a really good movie. Like, it deserves all of this praise that it's getting for sure.
Mom, if you're watching, I'll go see it with you.
Mom, if
she
you're
did,
watching,
did she ask Sarah?
She loves superhero movies.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
She doesn't really want to see me. Where do we rank it personally? I think it's in my top three.
It's in my top three to five.
We said it last week.
What are in your top
three? We said Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is my number one.
Okay.
Mine are in no particular order, but it's Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy 1, mm-hmm. and Black Panther.
Yeah.
Dang.
I have it at Winter Soldier, The Avengers, and then I have Black Panther tied with Guardians of the Galaxy. And then. I don't know. My number five kind of it varies depending on my mood. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of different ones, but if you count standalones, then that puts it in my top three for sure. Because Avengers not really standalone, but
my mom just texted me.
Yeah.
Yes, mom, we'll go see it. She's super cute, like about superhero movies because she hasn't seen them all, and so sometimes she's like, "Wait, what happened?"
So she's me
mm-hmm.
on this panel.
Yes. But she really loves Captain America. So,
really?
Yeah, she loves him.
I mean, he's very good looking.
Yeah. yeah. So, you know, we talked about Black Panther last week, but I think we should
I just want to correct myself. The Avengers, Patrick, way to call it mm-hmm. out. The Avengers opening weekend was 207 million in the same amount of days. Black Panther was 201, but 235 over the holiday weekend. So it made more over the holiday weekend, but it had a whole extra day and a holiday. So
what I was going to say is Leo and I gave our thoughts last week, but I think we should wait to talk about it more next week. Hopefully you've seen it and Ray Keaton is back.
Yeah, because we want to have a spoiler. We had a spoiler-free review last week.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go full spoilers.
We want to go full spoiler because it'll be about that time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And by then, everyone should have seen it by three or four times, maybe.
Yeah.
So next? Cool. Congratulations, Black Panther. Wakanda forever. Next up, we have A Wrinkle in Time soundtrack. The details have been released. Sarah's most anticipated film of 2018.
No, it's up there. I'm so excited. Patrick and I are seeing it this weekend. I'm so pumped.
Oh, you guys are?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Lil Pete in the house.
This soundtrack honestly is iconic because Sade is coming out of retirement.
Sade?
Is that correct?
Yeah, Sade.
I'm like, retirement, right? To do a exclusive original song for the soundtrack. But Sade, she's not even
back.
Nearly the only one. But the song
back.
That she wrote... excuse me, is called Flower of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Sounds very like
it's just
ethereal.
Like a big deal that
I, just
I don't
want to
know
point
when
out
the last time
that the
she
Black
just...
Panther has his powers because of a flower of the universe. They're connected, same universe. Wrinkle in Time takes place in Doctor Strange timeline, which connects it to Wakanda. Just letting you know, heads up.
Anyway, Demi Lovato also on the soundtrack.
Woo!
Sia, why are you laughing?
Anyway, Demi Lovato.
Sia also on the soundtrack.
Love Sia.
DJ Khaled.
Of course.
DJ,
he's
on everything. He's not even rapping. He just produced it.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, we're going to hear that. Another one.
Another one. So it's honestly like, sounds like a dope soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, the soundtrack just makes the movie even better. I've been so excited. I'm excited that now I'm seeing previews just on TV all the time. Maybe it's because I started watching more TV because of all this Bachelor stuff going on right now, but. Man, I'm excited to see this film.
Chic Hula Girl is asking, I'm not too excited for this movie. Do you recommend reading the book before seeing the movie?
Good question. If you have some free time, it's honestly not it's not a long book and it's not a difficult book. Like, you could read it in a day if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
If you just had the entire day free. So it's like, if you want to, it's very easy to accomplish. It's not like you have to read the seventh Harry Potter book. So, like, why not? But it's not important to, I don't think. But I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. So, I mean, I don't know. I always feel like you should read the book first, but...
Yeah, I'm one of those people, too, usually. With this, to be honest, I'm going to go see it. I read the book at one point in school.
Oh, really? You read it in school?
Yeah, way back a long time ago. And I don't remember much of it, but I'm not going to reread it. I'm just going to go watch it, mostly because I'm impatient and I don't have a lot of time. But... I would if I had more patience.
I did reread it a few months ago. And I was like, oh, this is dumb of me to reread it like 7 months in advance. But I'm doing it anyway.
And I did. You're like, really excited about this film, though.
Well, I mean, this book definitely, I don't know.
You went this weekend, you said?
Yeah. I can't call it like one of my favorite books, but it is a book that I read like in middle school. Same. And I like remember reading it. I don't even remember how I felt about it, but I think it's, like, crazy that it's happening. And I, like, love the cast. And I think, you know, everyone keeps being like, is it going to be, like, really good? Or is it going to be, like, Tomorrowland and, like, not, fit our expectations? And
that's I,
like,
how I felt about The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay.
I liked it in high school. And then it came out as a movie, like, later. And I was like, oh, are they going to count? And then I watched it. I was like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, have a lot of hope for it.
Yeah. Same. I have high expectations for it just because the trailer has looked so cool. The cast is amazing. I remember loving the book. So we'll see. We'll see if it meets our expectations.
We shall see. Mm-hmm. And we'll know from Sarah whether or not it does or does not.
We'll do a spoiler-free review next week.
We just need like a... Mm-hmm. Anyway. So Wrinkle in Time, congratulations for coming out with a soundtrack. Descendants 3 got a teaser.
Let's watch it.
Thank you. Let's watch it.
Let's watch it. Oh, there she is. She always wears the same outfit.
Hopefully she has laundry.
It's like a cartoon. They don't need to change.
This is not a cartoon.
It's like a cartoon.
But it's not.
It's like Doug.
Rules are different.
Will-o'-the-Wisps? Question mark?
It is 100%. Embracia.
Dad?
Your dad's a wisp.
Dad?
The vine. Dad?
Do I look like your daddy? That'd be great.
Oh my god, someone needs to do a mashup of that so bad.
Dad?
Do it! I want to do it! Right. God, someone's gonna do it now. I want
to
do it.
You just have to do it real quick.
I like have to do it right now.
Just do it better.
She goes on the site.
I'm like gonna do it. Okay, so does anyone here know anything about Descendants or just me?
I know about Descendants 1. I thought there was a second one, but I didn't know it came out already.
I just want to point out that she is now a descendant officially because that's her dad.
So her mom is Maleficent. Who the heck did Maleficent have sex with to make Mal? That's the question.
And?
People think maybe Facilier because it looks like she's in a bayou kind of.
It's the Will-o'-the-Wisp.
Well, it's very confusing, you know? It could be lightning bolts.
Immaculate Conception. And Maleficent Conception. Maybe. Who knows? It worked in Star Wars. Remember when Anakin was born? Maybe that's the Force. Maybe.
I mean, Descendants is very loose and...
Loosey-goosey
with the Disney properties. Yeah. It could be
Disney
anybody.
Bounding the movie part 3. I can't wait.
You didn't see Descendants 2, did you?
I don't need to see Descendants 2 to know that it's about Disney bounding.
It is Disney bounding the movie. You know, I'll watch it. I watched 2, and it was fun.
Their pyrotechnic is saying there were theories floating that it's Merlin.
That's what I gotta say.
Whoa, what do you know?
Nothing. I'm just
What's
like,
on the
cool.
Rumor what do you know?
Nothing. I don't know anything.
Is he cheating? Is he cheating on Mim? Scandalous.
He was never with Mim. He was in that with that lady squirrel.
No, they got. Oh no, 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 no. That was a fling. You know, that was just a night in the tree.
I'm literally making this mashup right now.
Dang, girl.
I'm looking up who Merlin is.
What?
What?
Merlin?
Who's Merlin? From what?
From the Sword in the Stone. From the Sword in the Stone.
You said the Sorcerer's Stone.
I haven't seen that since maybe I was like five.
God bless the girl squirrel. What a crusher.
Yeah, he loves her.
I gotta rewatch this movie, you guys. I do love her.
Oh my god, you love that squirrel.
I love her. I wish I knew where she was today.
You guys have rewatched this movie in the last 5 years. Please tell me yes.
Yeah, we watched it.
No, I've not seen Sword in the
Stone. How do you remember everything? Because you guys remember everything. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen it in 4 years. Like, you're like, oh, I haven't seen it in 10. And you want me to just read it back to you? I don't understand.
I have a vault. I don't understand. You have to understand. There's a vault in my mind where I shove all useless information. Nothing is allowed to enter unless it's not beneficial to my life in any other way. And in that vault, there's an old man who has a rolly ladder. And he rolls around and he flips through files and he finds things.
And it's Merlin.
Merlin was in a file. He had him filed under M for magic, not Merlin. Oh, it's very confusing.
Oh, I was confused.
The system is very confusing.
The picture of Merlin, I swear he was on a little stepladder, I thought. Or maybe he's not.
Oh, he probably has one in his office and with our
That's why I was like, oh, it's Merlin. Oh, he's on a stool. So I'm like, oh, that's what he's talking about.
The Squirrel Girl is to Leo what Robin Hood is to us ladies, or at least me. Excuse me, do not discount Maid Marian, my other animal love. I've got a lot of weird crushes. Nala. I told you my Nala story, right?
You used to have a crush on Nala?
Oh, my God. So hard.
Is that the story? It's a great story.
It's not the story. There's more to my
story.
Were
you, excited to go to Disneyland to hopefully see...
No. It was because I knew that I couldn't. You know? Like, I knew she was unobtainable. So, like...
But that's why you wanted her. She was so hard to get. You could never get
her. I need to turn on my
her.
Volume for one she, second. Oh, God. Hold on. I need to mute that
Sarah,
first.
Let me tell my story while you do that.
Okay.
So, I'm playing handball, right?
Yes.
And I'm playing handball, and I'm hitting the ball harder and harder and harder. And then one hit, I just hit it as hard as I can. It just bounced, and I just stopped focusing on it. I'm like...
Okay, it's ready.
I hit the ball as
hard... Okay, I'm good. Keep going.
My story's dead now. I can't...
Okay, sorry. I'm done. I'm good.
I hit the ball as hard as I can.
Yes.
And I say, I'll never meet a girl like Nala.
Loser.
Stop it.
I swear.
I'll never meet a girl like Nala.
What movie is that in? Have you met a female lion?
No.
What movie is that in where they're like...
You knew it was up.
She I ended up like with a girl Nala who can't even curl her hair.
What movie is that
Not
in?
Not like Nala.
Where they talk about where they're like, she looks like Nala from The Lion King.
I don't know.
Is it a person or is it a lion?
It's like talking about... It's like someone talking about someone, you know?
No, I don't know. Why don't you go back to interrupting stories with your volume?
Everyone go retweet this video that I'm tweeting right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's chilly in here.
It's very cold.
This is literally my life, you guys, where Sarah's goal is to destroy my punchlines.
Okay, sorry.
That's because you were talking about another woman.
Yeah, I was like, Nala.
She's not, I mean, she is a woman. She's just not even the same species. God damn. Oh, Nala.
I'll never meet a woman
Even
like
now,
Nala.
Even now, my whole life has been defined by my forbidden love for you. What are you doing? Guys, Sarah just tweeted it. It's magic.
Everyone go look at it.
All right. I'll give you a retweet.
Yeah, I'll humor you. I'll make your jokes funny even though you refuse to make mine funny. That's fine.
All right, let's move on from Descendants after I've made that video because it's iconic.
Freaky Friday, which we just watched recently, is we got a trailer for the remake.
What?
Surely we thought it was a myth, but it is real.
I am so excited.
And, well, let's go on the journey together, shall we?
Let's do it. Why does this look animated? Why does this look... Okay, good.
Because they only...
You're acting like a child.
Oh, really, Mom? I'm a child?
Oh, my gosh.
That didn't have any impact at all.
They weren't even that surprised.
Yeah, it's a teaser.
Yeah, she was like, really, Mom? Oh, man, this is weird. Yeah, I guess you could almost say it's freaky.
They probably just saw the first movie, and so they weren't that surprised what happened to them.
They're like, oh, we watched this.
It would happen to us.
Now we have to, like, see eye to eye for us to switch bodies again. That's, like, the whole movie. Like, we know what we need to do.
At least maybe this one won't be, like, a little bit racist.
Was the first one?
Remember, like, all of the, like, ooh, Chinese switching body magic.
No, yeah, this one just looks like they find, like, some artifact or something like that.
Oh, at the Chinese
restaurant.
God, that
was so weird. It looked like those were the hosts of some, like, commercial break about to introduce the trailer to Freaky Friday. Like, Like, you're my co-host, and I'm like, whoa, we switched? How weird. Anyways, check out this trailer from Freaky Friday.
I feel the same way. To be honest, I also thought that the girl on the left was the daughter.
Me
and
too.
I thought the girl on the right was the mom, because she had, like, the mom haircut, like, the short mom haircut. I was like, oh, I was like, they already switched bodies. They don't look that confused. And then it happened, and I was underwhelmed, and then I was more confused.
It just, like, sent me down this spiral of confusion.
Yeah.
Do I look like your Freaky Friday? No, you don't.
Everyone's saying, like, this is the third Freaky Friday, but, like, honestly.
What? Okay.
It is.
What
do you
it is.
Mean? What do
there
you
was
mean?
One before Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
The original. Lindsay Lohan was like Disney's remake engine. You know, like they used her to you know, go back to Herbie the Love Bug and the twins and Fridays That Are
Parent
Freaky.
Trap.
Huh?
You mean Parent
Yeah, there's there are twins in that movie.
Oh, no.
CrazyTwins.com. That you movie
what,
was weird.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I don't really remember the Parent Trap fully, but the mom really and the dad was like okay not seeing one of their daughters like
yeah, no,
their whole life.
It's a very extremely weird setup.
It doesn't make sense.
You just were like, look. Oh, you know what? We can't be together, but here, let's do halvesies.
You get
you
one,
take one.
I get one.
Like, that's a
deal.
Let's do halvesies.
Also, like, we just watched Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why was society like, oh, this movie's so great?
Like, because she pretended to be a high schooler and
no,
the
like,
teacher fell in love.
Everyone is a child predator in that
Everyone
movie.
In that movie is hungering is what's worse than a rapist?
A child.
No. You gotta watch these vines.
Okay,
they're relevant to everything. There's a vine for every situation.
I need to watch vines. I always think they're just quoting a Disney movie, but when they said that, I'm like, they're probably not quoting a Disney movie, and I know where it was coming from.
You gotta get on the vine train, man. It's dead, but it's more active than ever.
Yeah, I'm like, a vine ended, but aren't they doing a vine 2.0?
That's what everyone's saying.
They're trying.
But look, here's the thing. Like, I've said this a million times. Vine isn't good. Vine highlights are good. But like sorting through Vine and its natural habitat is the worst. Like 99% of vines are garbage. It's the 1% that are really funny that when you string them together makes a really funny video.
And then you're like, I love Vine. And then you go to Vine and you're like, please stop Vine.
You're
and
like,
then,
oh yeah, I forgot I don't love Vine.
Yeah, I got
Vine
you.
Movie news.
Vine movie news.
Welcome back to Vine movie news.
I think that's all the news we got right now.
No, we have one more.
We do.
Oh, wait, we have two more, right?
Oh, sorry.
You sent another one.
Oh,
another one.
Guys, this month is
another
the big
one.
Month. The big, which, you know how I know that this is happening this month? I got a tweet about it. Pirates is closing to change the redhead scene this month. So, if you guys remember, like, 6 months ago, I tweeted something about this and it ended up on the news. That's resurfacing again because of this news. So I've been getting a lot of replies of people replying like they're on top of the trends. And, of course, all of those answers are completely tone deaf and numb.
It's cold in here.
But wait, yes, the ride will be closing down to change the redhead scene to make her, instead of a sex slave, she will now be a pirate.
Okay. Bride auction.
Same, same.
It's a bride auction, and it's being turned into a auction for stolen goods, for which she will be, like, in charge of it instead of being auctioned off.
Someone tried to argue with me. Leave political correctness out of entertainment. I'm
like, it's like,
what?
There's a literal Hall of Presidents at Disney World. Yeah, so the refurbishment is supposed to start on February 26th and be done by March 18th, reopening on March 19th. So you have like 5 days to go see it as it is currently. We wants the redhead. Bye-bye.
I mean, he can still say that, right? Like, we wants the redhead. Turn her over. You know?
I don't think so.
Why not?
What do you mean? It's just like
they say
just
that about Jack. Like, we want Jack Sparrow. Give him to us. It's like, we want the right. Like, they could still use that line.
I guess so. I don't think it would make sense.
Why not?
Because the whole plot line of the ride now is that they're looking for Jack Sparrow.
Well,
that's still going to be the plot.
Maybe they also want.
Why would
the
this
redhead?
Pirate be at an auction for stolen goods
why?
And be like, actually, I want her?
Why would Jack Sparrow hide in a barrel of wine?
I don't know, man.
How would he get in that barrel sneakily?
Sneakily.
How does that pirate balance all of those sombreros? Answer me that.
Huh? Why is there one pirate that looks like Mr. Clean?
Why does that window look like Winnie the Pooh? So many questions. So few answers. Is there any other news that we added at the end?
One more.
Muppets reboot coming to Disney streaming service. Is this the series that was canceled?
No, I don't think it's going to be anything like
that. It's
Muppet
a whole
show.
New reboot. Mm-hmm. So my friend was a visual effects editor on that show, and the one I had lunch with yesterday, and he told me that show was canceled not because it was bad, because it was a good show, but simply it was so expensive to make.
Well, puppeteers are extremely pricey.
Yeah, and all the sets are raised 3 feet off the ground. And there's something with character integrity. If you notice the original Muppet show, they showed the rods in the hand.
Yeah.
And in the new show, you don't see the rods that are connected to the hands. That's all frame by frame cleaned up.
Wait, there's
literally a team of special effects artists that are going in frame by frame and erasing all the... That's why it's so expensive. Yeah, because Disney
that's
has... Because this one's run by Disney, not by Jim Henson, where, like, the original Muppet show was.
Wait. You're telling me that for the show, they had to special effects erase everyone's hands?
Not hands. The rods that connect to the hands.
That's like the dumbest thing I've
ever
heard.
I know, but that was one. My friend was one of the guys who did it. He goes, "I'm amazing at cleanup now." You know all the movies where people are jumping and there's wires, like that's the same kind of job. Yeah, no, check it out. It's really crazy.
No. Literally.
Yeah.
In the Great Muppet Caper.
Yes.
Kermit rides a bike.
Yes.
And this is more expensive than that.
Yeah.
Stupid.
To do on a daily basis. Yeah.
I'm just like damn. You are just like not doing it right because you're not Henson. You know. That's why
you just said Disney's not doing it right because they're not Henson.
Sorry, Disney.
It was nice knowing you. I'm not taking applications for new girlfriend as mine will be dead in 24 hours.
It's just like, there's no reason. Like, they've been doing it for so long. Like, they know how to do it without having, like, rods in the shot.
You'd be surprised, I guess. I just thought that was a little interesting a tidbit that some of you would find amusing.
Anyway, I'm excited.
I think it's cool. I'm glad. I love the Muppets.
Yeah. I did think the show was kind of bad.
It was like all right.
It was like they were trying to do the Muppets as The Office, and it was and like I just hate what they did to Kermit. They made him so like cynical. You know what I mean?
See, I didn't even watch this show.
You don't.
Was it just not?
It's like trying to be The Office.
Yeah, but they. Can't do that.
No.
With Muppets.
No. Hopefully this new one gets the tone. The Muppets is a tough tone to get
They
down.
Need to just do the Muppet Show.
I love the Muppet Show.
The original Muppet Show is the greatest. Well, that's what they were trying to do, but they tried to make it like a modern day show.
You can't do that.
You got to make it like a variety show.
No, I mean the plot of the show that was on ABC recently.
Was Piggy's Talk Show.
That's
what I'm saying.
It was still a show. It was like 30 Rock for Piggy's Talk Show.
Yeah, but what I mean is the original Muppet Show was about them putting on the Muppet Show.
Right.
This show is about them putting on the Piggy Show.
Right.
Like, they were trying to do a modern spin. I think they need to go back to the variety show, because that's what made it so funny. That's how you got all the bits like, manamana. Mm-hmm. You know, you got all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Beaker, favorite Muppet, correct?
Yeah, he's my favorite Muppet.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
I liked Miss Piggy. I thought she
really?
Was funny. Yeah. But when I was a kid.
Not now.
I don't know who my favorite Muppet is
think
now.
Think about it.
Let me look up all the Muppets.
I'm a Gonzo man.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzo's my boy.
Speaking of Vine, Kermit.
Shorty,
Vine
I don't
classic.
Mind.
Oh.
You are Cookie Monster.
Oh my God. Swedish Chef is a classic. Ursty, bursty, bursty.
Oh my God.
No, Cookie Monster is not a Muppet.
He's not a Muppet.
What?
This is wrong.
Oh my God, I was
Cookie
like...
Cookie Monster is Sesame Street, which
okay,
are not Muppets.
Thank you, because for a second I was like, obviously the Cookie Monster. I think I like Fozzie Bear. I think that's who I like.
Waka waka.
Oh yeah.
I also love Bean
Kermit.
Bunny.
Which one?
Bean Bunny.
Bean Bunny's good. I'm a Pepe the Prawn fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Gonzo. Pepe the Prawn is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the most self-aware on the cast of super self-aware characters.
Pepe was so good in the ABC show.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
What was his role?
I forget. I just like he was amazing.
When we went to see the Muppets live, the Pepe bit... was the best bit.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You don't remember anything from Muppet's Life?
No, I remember. I remember a lot from Muppet's Life.
Oh. But Pepe the Prawn was so good. Remember that was the part with the conductor? And he tried to be the new conductor?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
My mom, who's watching, like texted me one day and was like, do you and Leo want to go see the Muppets Live with me? And we were like, yes! And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're excited.
Yeah,
like, she was like, when I found out that my like stepdad got tickets for this, she was like, oh my God, you got tickets for this?
Oh, Pepe has his own Twitter account? What? Somebody please link that to me as soon as you're done. Yeah, man, the Mupps. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the original show, too. Like, I used to watch reruns when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I thought they were great.
I remember watching it when I was a kid, but again, your guys' memory versus my guys' memory, I barely remember anything from it. I remember loving them. I don't remember why.
Because you had the rainbow connection. That's all the news we have. Is there any other Disney-related things that we have going on in our lives.
No, but I was so bummed. I want to bring it up just because I missed it, and I'm bitter that I missed it. The Kim Possible
live action film. Did you hear? I got cast as Monkey Fist.
What?
Do these eyebrows lie? They do.
They do lie all the time.
I just thought it would be funny. Like, we announced it, and then I put on a thing on social media.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I put Did you try tricking people?
No, I was just like, this is my petition. Like, I guess. I was joking.
We're like, just got cast.
I put here's, this is the official petition to get me an audition as Monkey Fist or whatever. And, like a lot of people knew it was a joke and were, like, playing along with
some
the joke.
Some people
didn't. But a lot of people didn't know that those people were playing along with a joke. And some people were like, yeah, and then, like, retweeting it, which was awesome, by the way. And they're like, don't support Leo from Monkey Fist, he'd be the best. And then, some people were like, how about you audition like everyone else? And I'm like, can you count the amount of miles above your head that joke flew? Is it physically possible for you to measure that distance?
That's so funny. I can't believe I missed that tweet. Yeah.
I'm going to say it on the show right now. When the director is announced of the Kim Possible live action movie, we have to blow them up.
Do they do big announcements for DCOMs if it's not Kenny Ortega?
It's Kim Possible.
Guys, ear
Kim
to the ground. Possible. Ear to the ground. We will know. We will tweet at them that I would like. I don't even want a main role. I just want to be like in the background of a scene as Monkey Fist. I'm not asking for a lot. I just want to be back there and be like, Kim Possible, I'm a monkey. And I have fists.
I'm a monkey.
That's it. Just like in the back. I could be at a cantina or something like that. Or I could just be like a henchman.
Cantina.
Yeah. I just want to be monkey. Leo Kim Monkey Fist.
Oh my gosh, guys, it is so cold in here.
You'd make a good Shigo, by the way.
Oh, with like the green girl?
The green girl.
Thank you.
Sarah, you could be
Kim Possible. Call me, beat me, what? If you want to reach me, if you want to.
Bonnie? Which one's Bonnie?
She's the friend. The main cheerleader.
Oh, I thought she was the friend.
Perfect role for you.
Thanks.
Let me look up Bonnie.
Kristen Storm's voice is her, aka Xenon.
Oh, you so could be Bonnie, the girl with the hair like that.
Oh my God, Sarah, you.
Yeah, it's you. You're so dry.
The petition starts tomorrow.
I'm so dry.
You are. No, it's. Humor. Humor wise.
You have good dry humor.
You're so dry.
I do always play dry bones in Mario Kart.
Smart. Patrick, great point. Zombies on the Disney Channel.
Has anybody seen it? We haven't watched it.
We haven't watched it, nor do I have a desire to.
I'm sorry.
Great visuals.
I heard it's a lot of commentary on real world issues. Yeah, it's always race. I literally took a course in college that was about zombies, but it was actually about race.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They already have a director, not announced yet. Disney Film Facts, happy belated birthday. Thank you for the hot scoop.
Disney, well, I mean, I figured they had a director, but once they announce it, once it's public, and I know who to tweet at is basically what I'm trying to say.
I think I was supposed to interview them.
Yikes. What happened?
I couldn't that day.
Oh, I was like, did they die?
They said. No, I really think I couldn't do it that day that I was supposed to.
I would play... never mind, whatever.
Is Zombies a movie or is it a series?
It's a DCOM.
It's a DCOM. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's such a weird thing. It's like, so their skin's a little paler and so they're zombies now?
They don't even really look like
they're not
zombies.
Even zombies. They just have green hair.
Any park
painted.
News? It was really only the... the redhead thing, but Black Panther is in the parks now.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen those videos? We should have had one.
I know. We should have. Black Panther.
Producer from the heavenly clouds up above. Would you like to look up the Black Panther
meet and greet at DCA?
It's pretty cool, actually. It's worth showing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat the way they do it. Any Haunted Mansion reboot news? Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie. I'm still in parks mode. I'm like, well, they're rebooting a park ride? Here, we're pulling up the Black Panther thing. Let's see. Toy Story Land opening date announced.
June 30th. World.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this last week? No?
Talked about all the other park news.
Oh, that's right. What else is it? There's nothing really... It's been a slow week.
It's been a slow week. I struggled to find news.
We're loading up the video here. Give us 1 second, everybody. Thank you for staying with us. Also, I love all of your participation. Oh, here we go. So this is the video of Black Panther entering the parks at Disneyland.
Ooh.
They use the same van from Black Widow.
Well, technically, it's California Adventure. First of all, how accurate are these costumes right now?
Apparently, they're really, truly bald.
Dude, that's crazy. It's awesome. And they actually have spears. That's really surprising to me.
Are they real spears?
No. Oh, they dance too?
We got real spears.
I mean, they are. They're just not very sharp. I would imagine. Dude, get out of town. I didn't see this version.
It's like a thing. Leo's like freaking out.
This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to see Black Panther.
I'm screwed. Duh. You have to see it.
Nothing we said convinced you until this?
Oh, my God.
No,
she's
I think
so
I need
cool.
to see, no, I wanted to see it before, but I don't really know what's happening.
They're like the elite guards, royal guards.
Do they always dance like
they're
that?
They're like the Spartans.
Yeah, they dance. Well,
they
there's
some dancing going
on. There's choreography.
Innovation. Love it. Love it. It's kind of weird that it's only two, though. There should be four, in my opinion. Well, because, you know, like, they always walk around in big numbers. But then, bam, lights on.
There he is.
I do not ride inside of cars.
What accent is that?
I don't know. I was trying to, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't practiced my Wakandan accent. Oh, he's so, it's so cool, like, all this, all, like, the motions and the hand signs and gestures that he does.
I love him.
Cool suit, too. Well done.
He has hand beans.
Oh, yeah, they have hand beans in the movie, too. Oh, there you go. Oh, is it the other guard?
What? There's only two still.
Are you sure?
Oh, wait, there's
four.
Three.
Oh, it's three. I thought there were four originally, but he just waves. It's cool because he does, like, this thing.
Uh-huh. And they do it
so
back.
So rad. Yeah. Cool costume. She looked great for a part costume, in my opinion. Not that they've ever skimped out on any of them whatsoever, but this is definitely...
Except for Moana's winter wear.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty...
Have you seen it?
Weak sauce, yeah.
No.
It's a potato sack.
The king has returned.
Literally.
Anyways, that's good. That's good.
Cool.
So, yeah, Black Panther in the parks. What up? Shout out. Yeah, go watch Black Panther if you haven't already. Honestly, just go watch it. I feel like... I mean, I think I said this last week, but I haven't wanted to go to a fictional universe as bad as I want to go to Wakanda since the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Like, I want to visit Wakanda so badly. I want to go to there.
I want to go to there.
Wakanda. Yeah. Wakanda. What kind of news do we have left to talk about? Get it? What kind of news?
Oh, my
what kind
gosh.
Of news do we have?
Ha, 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 ha.
Comedic timing is my superpower. But yeah, that's kind of it. Nothing cool. else? Is there anything to share? Do we end the show 6 minutes early?
Oh, goodness. No.
No? Well, then let's read some things from the chat. Does anybody have any questions for us? Oh, yeah, fun fact. Chadwick Boseman, 41 years old.
Yeah.
Excuse you? How dare you, Chadwick? How the nerve of you being 41 and looking 27?
Like
you're,
J-Lo.
You're in phenomenal shape. But you look the same age as Michael B. Jordan. I'm impressed. What's going on? You okay?
I'm getting the sniffles.
It's cold in here.
It's just because really it's cold. That's all.
I already said there's no Haunted Mansion reboot news. Sorry about that.
Disney Film Facts was reminding me that they announced that the director of Paddington is now directing Pinocchio.
Pinocchio!
I kind of am into that because, like, you know, Paddington is the biggest thing since Marmalade. You know what I mean?
Paddington? Really?
Dude, Paddington 2 is, like, the best movie of all time, apparently.
Have you seen it?
No.
Wait, is
what?
It the one that's, like, not out? Oh, it just
No, it's
came out.
Out
now.
Out. Paul King.
That's the one about the book. Where they steal the book. It's like a
heist movie?
Yeah, but they steal like a little like kid's book, but it's like a really rare item.
Okay, I'm just saying that like Paddington 2 is like the best reviewed movie of all time, literally.
Really?
Yeah.
When are we watching it?
You want to go see it? We have Movie Pass.
We can't see it. It's not Disney.
Oh, no. But it's for research on the director who's directing Pinocchio.
Oh, true. It's true. We can do that. Patrick brought up a point that
oh
Frozen on
God,
Broadway.
Oh, my God. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
That can't be real.
No, it's real. Paddington 2 is like, sorry, it's bad on you.
You didn't have to go that far.
Paddington
okay,
2 is beloved by everyone who sees it.
It's a great movie about a great bear.
There you go.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
I want to.
I think this is everybody's story.
I've seen like, the first one.
One person saw it and said it was great. I loved it. And everybody's like, yeah, we'll just listen to that guy.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. Fine, I'll watch it. I have movie pass.
Cold.
It's so cold.
I have friends who have seen it like at least 4 times in theaters.
No
what?
Way.
Yes.
No way.
Are your friends 5?
No. They're at least 23.
Disney Film Facts. Both Paddington films are fantastic. All right, man. I got to check
saying,
them out.
It's like the best movie ever.
Literally.
That's
Literally
100%. That's a big statement. It's pretty bold.
All right. Well, I guess we'll watch it.
Gotta go see it now.
Someone said I should do shout-outs, so we still got time. I'll do them at the end of the show. All right, Paddington, whatever. I'm just, like, blown away by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
You think it's a kid's movie, then bam, you have attachment issues.
I mean, that's sort of how Boss Baby was, right? It's like you think it's a kid's movie, and it turns out to be pretty funny.
No.
You didn't like Boss Baby?
No.
I thought it was great.
You thought Boss Baby was great?
I thought it was really funny. That was a spectacular piece of cinematic.
Stop right now. Stop.
Dude, Alec Baldwin, he's a boss baby.
Be serious.
You like the B movie?
No, but the B movie is funny because it's a meme.
Boss Baby is a living meme.
It is. Boss Baby is not a meme like B movie is a meme.
Boss Baby was born a meme. The B movie is a specific meme. It's the B movie meme. Boss Baby is just like the idea of it is meme-y.
B movie is a concept that is so outlandish that
it's funny. Boss Baby isn't?
No, and Boss Baby is like a concept that's so outlandish that you're like, what are you trying to pull on me?
The B movie.
Okay, I get it.
Is about a bee who sues the human race.
Yes.
And ends up dating one.
It's like
human.
So.
Whoa. Spoiler.
Have you not seen? No. That's the premise of the movie.
I'm like, sorry, this came out so long ago, Renee. But like, it's spoiler alert, it's so you guys. Crazy that you're like, all right, like, let me see what's going on. But Boss Baby tries to answer questions about reality, like where babies come from.
No, it doesn't really.
Yes, it does.
Oh my God, it's not at all. Like the whole, it's a joke about how it's not about how babies are actually made. Literally, the first scene is discrediting how babies are actually made.
Boss Baby was bad.
Boss Baby isn't great, but it is fun to watch. No. Like, I had a good time. We had fun watching it. Don't give me that.
We had fun watching it because it was bad.
That's why you have fun watching the B movie. It's the same reason. Yeah. Except that it is funny. Like, Alec Baldwin's legitimately funny. Oh, no. The premise of the movie, of Boss Baby, is sometimes siblings...
You can't even explain what Boss Baby is about.
Corporations are...
You can't explain what Boss Baby is about.
And that's how love works.
Yeah, you can't explain. You can't explain.
That's the best
it's
part.
It's so bad.
It's great. I love how bad it is. We're not fighting. Mom and Dad are not fighting.
We agree.
We agree that it's bad, but I just think that it's good bad.
No, it's like, why did you make this bad?
Oh.
I can say that because it's DreamWorks.
So explain Chicken Little.
It's Oscar nominated.
Chicken Little.
It's Oscar nominated. Thank you very much.
A lot of bad things have been Oscar nominated, like La La Land.
Oscar.
Chicken Little came from a dark time that we don't discuss.
What?
Chicken Little?
Chicken Little came from a dark era.
We don't talk about
Disney animation that we don't talk about.
Where they just reuse the same three character models 1,000 times. They don't even redo the animation. They just place them in different areas. Okay, so shout-outs. We've got a little bit of time left. So, cool. Everybody, thank you for tuning in today to Disney Movie News. It's been a wild ride. We've been all over the place. But shout-out, of course, to Disney Film Facts, our boy out there.
And happy
looking
belated
out for
birthday
us.
Again.
Happy belated birthday. Allison Scott, what up? Kevin Olivieri. Of course, little P out there in the chat shouting out some news for us today. Samantha Ramirez, Jasmine Cruz, Isabella Wassum. Not awesome. She's hanging out with me all night in the live streams. That's cool. Super Iron Halo. Dude. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your post on my post the other day. That was really cool of you. What else we got? We got Elizabeth Cook, Jason Solo, Salmak Fernandez, Sarah getting mad when it's the camera's clearly on
me. I was just
me,
holding your
you.
Hand.
Thank you. I love you. Who else we got? Natasha Reddy, always one of the regulars.
Congrats on your DCP.
Well done. We believe
acceptance.
In you. Amy Niev. And Senor Nerd, Senior Nerd?
Senior Senior Junior.
Well done. Guys, thank you for hanging out. We'll do more shout-outs next week, so tune in so that I can shout you out. And you can follow me everywhere on the internet, at Mr. Leo Zombie, where I'm currently having a crisis on trying to change my username, but to what, you know what I mean? But before you follow me, make sure you follow The Popcorn Talk, at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter, and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. And make sure you follow these ladies. Where can they do that?
I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter and Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram. And Cars 3 should have been nominated for Best Animated over Boss Baby.
And I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And be on the lookout on both of my Instagram and Twitter for my podcast. Check it out.
I'm so sorry.com.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.com.
See you guys.
Thank you guys
next
for
hanging
out. We'll see you next week.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.